Neon Inkwell.
That's incredible.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stephens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rusty Quill presents Of That Colossal Wreck. Episode 4. The Hand That Fed.
It might be close. I think I managed to burst a steam pipe or something, scared them off, but I don't.
It's okay. It's okay. It's all right. I'll get you somewhere safe. You're going to be okay.
Your leg. Can I take a look?
Sure. It was my own fault. I should have.
Luna, you're okay.
We'll have to wait and see about that.
I need some proper bandages. This should stop the bleeding for now, but it won't last long.
What happened?
It bit me. One of those things. I was running away, but it got my leg. They were on me, and I couldn't. I managed to reach this bar. I swung it at them. It went wide. This pipe, there was a bunch of steam.
It's
and
all right,
then...
Nina. It's over now. That's the metal bar you found.
Yep.
You can put it down now.
I don't want to.
Let it go, Luna. You're safe. It's over.
We should get moving. I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks. Me too.
Haven't seen any sign of those creatures for a while.
Yeah, it's warmer too. I think we might be out of their territory.
Then we need to think about finding more food.
Oh, I had an idea about that. Have you noticed these terminals on the walls around here? What if we could get one to work? I bet between you, you and Riley could fix one up with a bit of time. Then, we might be able to find a plan of the station. Who knows how big this place is? There could be loads more awakening rooms.
Levi, we're not going to find anyone else. It's just us.
I was just thinking about finding some more food.
Either way, it's a good plan.
Thanks. How you doing back there, Luna?
I'm alright.
No, you're not. Zach?
Yep, I'm here. Luna, can I take another look?
Sure.
Riley, while we're stopped, do you reckon you could boot up one of these terminals? If we can get one working, maybe we can access the station plans or something like that. Some kind of useful information anyway.
Well, it's worth a go. As long as they're still connected to the power, but I don't see why they wouldn't be. Yeah, I think I might manage it.
How does this feel?
Not good.
Bad news, I'm afraid. It looks like it might be infected.
Already?
Could those things have some kind of venom?
I'm not sure. It doesn't look like a snake bite or anything like that.
Well, whatever they are, they're not snakes.
I guess not. Either way, I should be able to treat it, but not without some sort of clinic. Or some equipment, at least.
Don't suppose anyone's seen a hospital around here?
Actually, if you give me a second... Aha! Yes, we might be able to find something.
Good job!
Is it working?
Well, it's on. Don't get too excited yet. This might take a little while.
You.
No, it's fine. It kind of hurts just to move or touch anything.
That doesn't sound fine.
It's lucky this place was as close as it was. Now, let's give the wound a proper examination. There must be some scissors or scalpel in here somewhere.
Here.
Thanks. Okay, Luna, I'm going to have to remove the rest of this fabric around the wound, okay? It might pull a bit, so let me know if you need a break. Mira, do you think you could find some saline solution anywhere?
On it. Oh, God!
What is it? Is it bad? Let me look.
It's...
Oh! Never mind, I can smell it.
I think I found a saline solution. Is this the right stuff?
That's it, thanks, Mira. I'll need some fresh bandages and some cetrimide, too. I think there's a storeroom back there.
Right.
What's cetrimide for?
It has two functions. One, it's quite an effective antiseptic. Two, it gives Mira a job to do. This isn't right. The infection's progressing a lot quicker than it should be. Luna, I'm so sorry, but it's spreading really quickly and we can't risk...
I need to lose it, don't I?
I'm really sorry.
I understand.
Okay. Let's get you prepped. Find something to numb your leg. With any luck, there's a working surgical laser around.
Numb?
Here.
I'm gonna be awake?
I'm sorry, but none of the others have medical experience. I can't both put you under and operate you by myself. A local anesthetic might be the best we can do, and that'll only go so far.
Okay.
Do you want me to get Mira back?
Maybe. Yes, please.
Right, 1 second. Don't go anywhere, okay?
Okay, but... Zach, don't take too long. I'd really rather get this over with.
This is amazing! Riley, check out the size of this pan! There's an actual pan!
Yeah, that's, great.
Maybe I'll try cooking up some of those food packs.
Yeah, sounds delicious. This place is lived in. It's not like the rest of the station. It feels like it's been used by actual people. So where did they go?
I mean, maybe those whistling things got them?
I don't think so. We haven't heard them since we got here. There's none of that resin stuff, and it's much warmer than anywhere else we've been.
Then perhaps they moved on. I mean, this place is nicer than anywhere else we found, but it's not exactly what I'd look for if I was trying to rebuild civilization.
Maybe. Levi? Come look at this.
Wow! My God, how many acres do you think this is?
Some. I don't really know acres. I'm not a farmer. Hold on, where are you going?
Just having a look around. Think about it. We've never seen plants before.
You've seen plants? Well, I remember seeing plants.
Right, but these eyes? These eyes are seeing them for the first time. Oh my God, look! Apples! Oh, not very ripe one, but still.
I hate apples. I forgot. Or didn't know. Actually, this is pretty cool.
Hey, what's all this?
Mira, look, the best I can figure, that hydroponics bay we saw on the map must have spread somehow.
How's Luna doing?
Not good. Zach's had to amputate her leg.
Shit.
It was difficult. He thinks he got all the venom or infection, whatever it was, though. She's taken something to help her sleep now. Zach's watching her.
How's she handling it?
Okay, actually. I think she was just in enough pain. She wanted it over with.
So now what?
We found a working fabricator in the medical bay. He thinks he'll be able to make her a prosthetic, but not till she's healed a bit. We'll have to stay put for a while. You said this was from the hydroponics bay?
I don't really know. It's cultivated, though, like a real farm.
We think there might have been people living here at some point.
The medical bay's been used too. Some of the supplies have been depleted and others seem to be homemade.
Half the furniture here is repurposed or built from other bits of the station, but people definitely lived here. At least long enough to clear out a massive room like this and grow some apples and hopefully some other fruits as well.
Well, it's a good find. Luna can rest and we can take plenty of supplies when we're ready to leave.
Wait, where's Levi got to? Hey, you found something good?
I thought it was a flower garden or something.
Who buried them?
There must be 100 at least.
It's incredible. People were really here. They had lives, a community. They built a graveyard.
I don't think that's as positive as you make it out to be.
Of course it's positive. Look, these ones here are much older than those ones. There must have been multiple generations. They would have had children, grandchildren even.
Or some of them woke up later than others.
Maybe there were different groups, like us.
Who each found their way here, just like us.
And we missed them.
Luna, do you need another painkiller?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Give me a minute. Here you go. This should kick in soon.
Thank you. Sorry to wake you.
Don't worry about that. That's what I'm here for. I'm just going to check her leg again, okay?
Yeah. It really hurts, like, all the way down. Even though it's gone.
That's very common. At least at first. There are some therapies we can try once you're a bit more recovered. It's looking good for now. It's healing well. And I can't see any further signs of infection.
Well, that's a relief.
You should try and get some sleep if you can.
I will. Zach, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just sorry we couldn't save your leg.
You saved me. That's way more important.
I know.
Just be sure to make me a cool prosthesis, okay? I hate that green goopy stuff that doctors use in their fabricators.
I'm afraid I don't think I'll be able to change the colour of the goop.
I'm sure you'll think of something.
Luna, what about this one here?
Lentils. See those yellow pods at the bottom? If they rattle, they're ready.
And you just know this stuff about all these plants?
Do you just know stuff about the terminals?
I guess so. This seems way more complicated, though.
It's simple enough when you grasp the basics. Although, I still haven't quite figured out their irrigation system. Somehow, they managed to get the water recycling system in a stable cycle that keeps the roots fed.
Ouch!
Careful. It's pretty overgrown.
How have the plants lasted so long with no one taking care of them?
Same way they manage in the wild. See that? Look closely. Can you see the beetle? And this leaf's been chewed. Probably by a caterpillar.
So the bugs managed to wake up on schedule, but the humans didn't?
Maybe. Given the shape of the rest of the station, I'd say it's just as likely no one ever thought of bringing pollinators. And a few eggs just snuck in with the seeds.
Well, lucky for us. Is this enough peas, do you think?
Plenty. We can always dry any extras. Oh! Could somebody hand me my cane?
Here you go.
Thanks. I keep forgetting.
You'll get there.
When we get back on the move, we should double up watches. Make sure none of us get surprised by those things again.
We haven't decided when we're going back on the move yet.
Hey, I need to tell you all something.
We can't stay here forever.
Listen, I should have said before, but I wasn't surprised by that thing when it bit me. I went looking for them.
Why the fuck would you do that?
They're intelligent. I thought maybe I could communicate with them. I know it was stupid, but
damn right it was stupid. You wanted to talk to the monsters trying to eat us. What did you think? That you'd just have a nice conversation if you said please?
Mira, that's not fair.
Do you know how lucky you are to still be alive? Do you know how lucky it is that any of us are still alive? We went looking for you. You could have led them right
Mira,
to us.
Mira, that's enough.
Well, she's got a point.
But we are all still alive. And there's no reason to make Luna feel worse than she obviously already does.
It's okay, Levi, really.
We've got to stick together. We can't afford to be at each other's throats.
In Luna's defense, the creatures do demonstrate clear communication between themselves. So...
Not now, Zach.
Anyway, lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned.
Hey, look at you.
How's it feel?
Yeah, all right. Still a bit wobbly and I hate the colour, but I'm getting used to it.
It will take a bit of time, but you're doing well so far. Don't forget to use that cane if you need it either.
Thanks, Zach.
It's no problem. Just don't go trying to befriend any more terrifying monsters. Sorry, that
no,
wasn't...
No, it's okay.
Anyway, Levi and I were just about to start making dinner. You up to helping?
I think so. Did you manage to get up any more of those carrots?
Oh, a few. We found even more mushrooms, though. Thought we'd do a sort of veggie and bean stew.
Sounds great.
Where's Mira?
Still poring over those plans. Here, do you mind chopping these?
She's really serious about finding the bridge. Or wherever the commander should have been anyway.
Hasn't she already got the whole station memorized? It's not like the maps we found are particularly detailed.
Well, yeah, that's what I said to her, but, you know...
I assume you're talking about me.
Yeah, but not in a bad
way. Calm down. It's fine.
Find anything new?
No. Like you said, it's not a very detailed map.
It pointed us here, at least.
True enough. I just want to internalise it as much as possible, so we at least know which direction we're going when we move on.
If we move on.
If we move on. Fine. I still don't see why we wouldn't.
You really can't think of a reason to stay here. The fields of growing food, the medical equipment, the beds.
You've got to admit, Mira, we could be doing a lot worse.
Am I the only one who doesn't think that's enough?
For what it's worth, I agree with Mira. It's been really good to stay put and know what I'm supposed to be doing every day, but I think we need to know what all our options are, and we're only going to find that out if we keep looking. I don't think this is the life I'd choose.
Is it our choice, though? How many of our instincts are just implanted? Mira, would you want to find out what happened to the commander so badly if someone else hadn't decided that it should be your purpose or primary motivator or whatever you'd call it?
And your desire to stay here and play hospital is entirely natural, is that it?
No, well, look, we're not going to solve the problem of free will, okay? Let's just accept that everyone wants what they want. Mira, I see your point about getting more information, but it's a big risk. We don't know what shape the rest of the station is in. There might be more of those creatures, or worse.
Are we sure that we're safe here, though? They are still out there. They could still find us.
Luna, what do you think?
I think we should move on.
Luna, think about it. We've got so much here. Your prosthesis will last for, what, 5 years? If we leave, what are the chances we'll find somewhere we can replace it?
Well, if I need a new leg, I could figure that out when the time comes. It's not enough to stay here waiting for, well, nothing.
I'm not suggesting we just sit here and wait. I'm talking about building a community, like the others did. Growing things.
I do want to grow something, Levi. It's just, everything here feels temporary. This place was a home once, but it's not ours. And I want to see what else is out there.
Okay. 3 against 2, then. As soon as Luna's ready, we'll start heading for the bridge.
To find somewhere defensible to rest soon.
This corridor's had maintenance rooms every few minutes. Bit cramped, but only one door to watch.
Good work. Next one we come across, we'll take a break.
How many days did you say it would take to reach the commander center?
At this pace? From right about the scale of the map we found, 3, maybe 4.
How's the leg holding up, Luna?
It's good. Doesn't feel exactly normal yet, but it's not painful. I'm fine. I'd rather not have to run, though.
Maybe it was just, you know, station noises.
Station noises?
Yeah, like a pipe problem or something.
Hey, maybe we can call a plumber.
Something's coming.
We should move.
Wait!
Levi, help me with Luna.
I'm all right. I think I've got... Ah! What the...
Shit!
It's shut tight!
Okay, let's not panic.
You sure about that?
He's right. These doors look airtight, remember. Keeping calm preserves oxygen.
Oh, noted. Thanks, Zach. That's really reassuring.
It can't be airtight. Do you hear that?
That's air. There must be a crack somewhere. Look around.
I think I've found something.
That's not fair!
Gas!
It's chlorine! Don't breathe!
Got it! Whoa!
me! Your people!
Who the hell are you?
I'm Anya. I live here. Who the hell are you?
Of That Colossal Wreck is a Neon Inkwell podcast distributed by Rusty Quill and licensed under Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. The series is written and created by Sasha Sienna and Jonathan Sims and directed by Maximilian John. A full list of credits is available in the show notes and the concluding episode.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.